You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The spring primary will take place on a day with temperatures below zero. Tomorrow is an election day in Wisconsin. There are some local referendums and school board primaries. A statewide contest is on the ballot for the state superintendent of public instruction. It's incumbent Jill Underley against challengers Brittany Kinzer and Jeff Wright. The top two vote-getters will go on to the April 1st general. Polls will be open from 7 to 8 tomorrow. Find out more about your ballot and where to vote at myvote.wi.gov. A cold weather advisory is in effect with wind chills reaching as low as 25 below. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more about those dangers.
Frostbite can nip you quickly in these conditions. Signs to look out for include soreness or pins and needles feelings in your fingers, toes, ears, and nose. If this happens, never rub the area. That'll damage the tissue even more. Get inside and warm up the spot slowly.
Again, a cold weather advisory is in effect. Warming centers are open. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. A deadline is today for MPS. Milwaukee Public Schools is up against a court-imposed deadline to place 25 school resource officers in schools. That deadline is today, and the requirement stems from Act 12, which MPS has failed to comply with since January of last year. Negotiations between MPS and the city continues over funding and training for those officers. Today, the district is expected to explain to a court why they've not complied. Governor Tony Evers is proposing a major overhaul of Wisconsin's prison system. The proposed moves feature the closure of the Green Bay Correctional Institution and a significant renovation to the Waupun Prison. The $535 million plan also seeks to close Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Badgers get national attention. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers making national headlines after their upset win at Purdue 94-84. Are they poised for a higher seed in the tournament when the selection committee meets next month? Head coach Greg Gard.
We got a lot of basketball left to play before that day comes, so that's great. That means we got the attention of people, right? We're obviously playing good basketball. We're a really good team, and I think we're getting better. And that's the exciting part, that they know there's a lot more left to come. And, you know, that starts with, you know, our next game.
And the Badgers women's team with a win at Penn State yesterday, 75-68. They'll host Northwestern on Sunday afternoon. Baseball spring training underway. The Brewers' Christian Yelich asked how's he doing after that season-ending back surgery last summer.
Yeah, I feel fine. I don't see any reason why I wouldn't be ready for opening day.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Ariana Grande says her pop persona is just a character. The singer's debut album came out in 2013 when she was just 19 years old and won her two Grammy Awards. Grande told The Hollywood Reporter that after a while you get sick of being that character, even though there are other pieces of you in the character that end up in songs you write. She says the reason she liked playing Glinda in Wicked, for which she drew an Oscar nod, was because she got to be a different character than her pop character. Whew, gotta love actors. Here's one of Pete's picks, or non-picks. I cannot say I enjoyed The Substance. The film is nominated for Best Picture, and Demi Moore drew a Best Actress nomination for her portrayal as an aging fitness guru who takes a mysterious substance that reveals a younger version of herself. She and her younger version, played by Margaret Qualley, end up having a little war for the rights to the character's body. It's an interesting premise, and Moore and Qualley are really good, but the film gets completely crazy and absolutely disgusting. Enjoy. Welcome to the era of the mini-reality show. Reese Witherspoon, producer behind the new Legally Blonde prequel, Elle, filmed herself calling the actress who won the role of young Elle Woods. This series will be set during Woods' high school years, way before she became a lawyer. Witherspoon posted the vid to her TikTok, which also included recording the actress giving her mother the news. Here's hoping the actual series that will drop on Prime eventually will be just as entertaining. Oh yeah, the actress playing Elle will be newcomer Lexi Mindtree. Immensely popular stand-up comedian Nate Bargatze has not one, but two films in the works. Nate will star in the holiday film Christmas in Paris, Paradise after he completes playing the lead in The Breadwinner, a comedy he will also produce. Christmas in Paradise has Bargatze playing a small-town doctor who ends up getting a bounty on his head a week before Christmas. The project is still in the development stages and will be directed by tag director Jeff Tomczyk. It will be interesting to see if Bargatze's films are as funny as his act. In Sometimes True Love Isn't Enough news, it appears Kanye West and his soulmate Bianca Censori are headed for divorce. The couple has been married a little over 2 years, which isn't too shabby by Hollywood standards. Yahoo Entertainment says things went from bad to worse after the Grammys stunt, where West instructed the love of his life to drop her coat and, quote, make a scene. Censori will receive a one-time payment of $5 million as a settlement. That's some serious scratch and should be enough to get her some new threads. Game of Thrones fans, there is another spinoff from the wildly popular HBO show headed your way. This is the third spinoff from GOT and will focus on the House of Targaryen. Another GOT spinoff, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, will hit the little screen later this year. According to Deadline, the franchise is more likely than not going to roll out several other spinoffs in the coming years. And why wouldn't they? We'll keep watching. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny, but quite cold today with the high near 8 above. Wind chill valleys between 10 below and 20 below. For tonight, mostly clear, lows near 6 below. Wind chill valleys between 15 below and 25 below. Stay warm and stay safe. Right now, 2 below.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.